adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the soundbite.
Feel more alive than ever.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who plays Cam.
Four.
Lauren, who plays Dagna.
How many clerics does it take to fix a broken light bulb? Just the one to cast Cure Light Wounds. Did
Matt,
I do that one
plays,
already?
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
Ben, who plays Callus.
Greetings.
And Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Ahoy, hoy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sean.
Hey.
So we had some lore bombs last week. I'm curious to see on what you guys do with some of that stuff.
Probably just bottle it up and not do
it. Not talk about it at all.
That's been the solution to date, and honestly, it's working fine.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel that? How do you guys feel the season's going so far?
It's going great.
Yeah.
Lots of personal issues for each character.
I mean, only three people have died so far, so.
Hey, it's going fantastic.
Hey, to be fair, it's like two and a half, because one of them's kind of back alive.
Yeah.
Two, well, two of them are back alive.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. So it's, all right, but see, we're doing good. That's a net positive, right?
No.
And, sure.
Yeah.
We're still down one.
Yeah, it's a net positive, like I said. What are we going to fucking do next,
guys? Thank
you
for caring about Brenna.
So as last I recall, you guys were settling in for the night in the...
Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce that word. She told me how to pronounce it. I'm going to look it up. Anyway, continue.
We were at our new place, and we were explicitly not doing anything and just going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoying the fact that we have a new house. And I'm assuming that means that Tato is going to murder us overnight.
Cerise Sanctuary, that's our home now.
Psoriasis, hey, Sanctuary, got it.
Could you spell that for me, please?
C-E-R-I-S-E.
Cerise Sanctuary is home. Okay, cool.
Okay, so then I guess
we're just resting.
We wake up. unless does Tato murder us in the night, Sean?
No, Tato just watches you guys without you knowing.
That's not creepy at all.
You don't know what Tato's up to. You can hear some rustling in the kitchen and some other things over the course of the evening. But other than that, he keeps to himself and he sleeps on a normal sleep schedule like you guys do as well.
Cool. Right,
well.
Cool.
Awkward silence.
And I was like, what do we do? Okay.
Breakfast.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I like, oh, I'm not going to eat. No, I might.
I wake up and ask Tato if he's got any Tatos.
Yeah. I mean, I could get you some Tatos. What kind of Tatos? Fingerling, purple, rusted.
Hashed browns?
What is a hashed brown?
Oh.
Get me some russets.
And Tato scrambles off to the kitchen area and brings back some...
And eggs.
And some eggs.
And bacon.
And some sort of pork. All of it.
Okay, and he brings you like a half pig, the hindquarters.
All right.
Fully cooked.
Just he had half a just ready to go cooked ham. Okay.
I don't know. You asked for pork.
Got it. I start carving us off. Well, I guess I carve us off big slices of the ham first, and then I'm going to make us some eggs and some hash browns. Okay. I assume you just use my sword. That'll cut through a potato. It's fine.
Yep. It's a bit awkward at moments with you sitting at the table, just kind of hacking into some rust. Just, you set it down and like you just raise rear the sword back and just basically almost gouge the table.
Yeah, but it's kind of a long day. There's some slight wood chips in the hash browns, but yeah, we're going.
I would you like a dagger instead?
I got it.
Okay,
it's good for
you. Might as well
pound. Chop, chop, hack.
Oh boy.
So how's everyone feeling today?
More confused than anything.
Same.
Yes.
So no one used their magical get out of jail free card and disappeared off into a different universe overnight. That's interesting. Good to know.
That's, yeah.
You guys are still, your images are still floating between the two. You don't think you'd be able to tell. You don't be able, you wouldn't be able to tell one from the other.
Oh, that's so unsettling. I forgot that was happening here.
I really
that's the only
like
thing
that
plays.
Both
that,
groups are having the same conversation at the same time with each other.
That's the only thing that makes this place not a cool place to chill and relax.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that was, you got the letter last night?
I did. And you did too. What did yours say?
Well, it was a letter from my dead friend asking me to meet him.
Wait, your dead friend? How long has this friend of yours been dead?
How sure are you that they were dead?
Yeah.
I think it's been about a month now, and, well, I thought I was sure. The guard sent word that he had died. I went to go see him. They had already identified the body. They cast the spell to speak with him. And, well, it didn't really look like him, but it apparently was him. I don't know. So maybe those guards were just incompetent.
Sounds like my buddy. But he asked for your help? What kind of help does he need, and where is he?
Well, he wanted me to meet him. He's in the Rainbow Wastes, I think it was.
Yeah, that sounds right. Rainbow Wastes sounds right. Pretty sure it was I think
I'll look
right.
it up while you guys hash this out.
Sean, it's okay. I made that one, so I know what it's called.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Oh, did you make that one?
Yeah.
Nice.
How far is that from here?
I'm not actually sure. Tato, do you have a map that I can borrow?
Yeah, give me 1 second. As he's like cleaning off the table and like trying to get some of the gouges out of it, he wipes his hands off on his apron and then goes into the study and returns with a few different scrolls. One of them larger than the rest. As you unfurl it, you see is the map of Nalari as a massive overview. And then each of the other ones are some maps of smaller areas to kind of magnify in a little bit. And as you look, it appears that the Rainbow Wastes are just to the southwest of here, probably 2 days' journey across land.
Okay. So it's not too far away at this point, but...
Hey, Sean?
Yeah?
How far is it from Jildos, the Rainbow Wastes?
Which number is Jildos?
I don't know. Is it 69?
I don't either.
Nice.
Nice.
Let's see here. Give
it's
me
90.
Seconds.
I just
90?
Want to say it is. Oh, just kidding.
So let's see here.
It's 90.
Then the Rainbow Wastes are...
Rainbow Wastes are 58. That's they're nowhere near each other.
Okay, I think that Jildos is much further to the south.
Delightful. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Callus, do you think that note is that old? Is a month or so old? Or do you think it's like... recently written? Is someone yanking your leg?
I'm not sure what to make of this, honestly. It's... I feel like I should go just to see if I can get any idea of what happened. Maybe this, if this was from before, then maybe there is something there, another note, that will give me an idea of what happened to him.
I mean...
Now, couldn't this be a trap of some sort?
If it is, then at least we can... you know, join forces and stand against whatever trap waits for us, and Kallus can get answers as to what happened to his friend, right?
Exactly.
Because I'm curious about a note coming up from a dead person who's, you know, that just piques my interest.
It does sound kind of interesting.
It does. It sounds almost like a murder mystery. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I shouldn't be talking about this in front of you, Kallus. My apology. It does.
We're allowed
sound
to have fun
though.
Solving a mystery.
I know, but I don't know, it just seems not delicate talking about it with his friend. Anyways, we should go check it out, I think. Just because, yeah?
Tato chimes in and he's like, oh, so you're not going to talk to Cam?
talk to Cam about how great he is? Cam, you're looking delightful today. Thank you.
I mean, there's something
breakfast.
That you probably, I mean, Tato? I don't, sorry.
You need to leave.
Hey, I'm just going to do you a favor. I probably don't want to know what you think I want to know.
Okay. Dagna just kind of regards it for a second. Okay, yeah.
Cool.
So what was your letter about, Dagna?
Family business.
Ah.
just writing home and dad's having a great time.
Oh, I should probably write to my family. Let them know I'm not dead.
You have... Okay. Where are you from, Kallus? Do tell. We have time.
I am from a place called the Republic of Tumar. It's part of the south and west of here.
Okay. So, what brings you here?
Well,
and Dagna's like leaned in, totally invested in this conversation.
Well, I had left home trying to figure out what had happened to my friend who had been killed. The one that I got the letter from just now.
So, you and your friend grew up together?
Yes.
And how did you find or get word that he perished?
I believe it was the guard sent word.
The guard sent word to you?
Well, to his family, and then I found out through them, so.
Oh, I'm sorry about your friend.
Thank you.
But your family, I'm intrigued about. Tell me more, Kallus.
I keep feeling that Dagna is just like a busybody and likes to know everybody's business.
I do.
I was like, I think that's more of a Lauren thing.
It is. Give me your secrets.
It honestly seems more like a bard thing than anything.
Hey, we
you
want to
know everything so you can tell a story about everything. It's all about that lore.
Give me that lore.
There's not much to tell about my family. There's nothing really interesting in there.
Okay, but do you have siblings?
Yes, I have two older siblings, and I have a mother and a father like many other people.
Wow.
Are they older
really
sisters?
Really spilling that tea.
I know. Brothers, sisters, undetermined?
I have an older brother and an older sister.
So you're the baby of the family. You are the baby, aren't you?
I don't know that I would use that word, but I suppose yes.
Were you close with your siblings? Close in age too?
They were a few years older than me, and I wasn't that close with them. But
before you did all this, what did you do before? I guess running the lands, looking for answers.
Kallus's corner.
Oh, I was a member of the City Watch.
Oh, that's pretty cool, my dude. Poor Ben thought he'd get away from Ben's corner. Okay.
Yeah, but now it's got alliteration, so.
Yeah.
That's true. Neat. Okay. So we can go find or go look for answers for your friend. When do we want to leave? Do we want to leave today? Do we want to leave tomorrow? When do we want to go?
Well, this is assuming, of course, you all are willing to go. I can, if you don't want to, I mean...
No. I'm going. I'm invested now.
No, I think we're sort of a package deal, and they kind of told us we should all kind of just keep doing it.
Plus, yeah, it's look, like our fates are intertwined or something.
We're all like these weird, like, half two people things, so I don't know. Plus, where the fuck else am I going to go? You're stuck with
it. I don't know.
We're all in this together. Okay.
Cyrus, are you both okay with this?
I'm willing to go wherever you guys go.
You sorry, sound guys. Sick.
Cyrus, are you okay? Do you need some tea?
Some tea.
Boone hands him her tea.
Some tea would be wonderful. Thank you, Boone.
No problem. I got a voice thing, too. It helps.
That's way funnier than it should be. Okay. So we can go there. Do we want to leave today?
Yeah.
I'm ready when you are.
Well, thank you for this. And, well, I don't think I actually said this before, but thank you for choosing me over the money back when with Grifto.
Hey, I may be an asshole sometimes, but friends are more important than money.
Dagna gives Cyrus a very pointed look. Because this bitch remembers.
Nah, man, we're not like that. We're gonna do some fucked up stuff together. We're not gonna do some evil stuff together.
Yeah. We're probably gonna get into some interesting situations down the road, and we need to have each other's backs.
Exactly.
We're not good people, we're just good friends.
Exactly. I feel like true words have never been spoken.
Words to live by.
Still, I appreciate it. There's not many people who would turn that down, that kind of money.
Eh, it probably would have disappeared. I mean, even if we did want it. But you're part of the team. You're callous. You're callous.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely still callous. You right?
Yeah, I hope so.
last time I checked,
you look more like callous now, and somehow that makes me less sure, but.
No, he's totally callous.
It's cool. He hasn't done anything evil, so we're chill.
No, we're good.
I mean, I guess but do kind of look like two people at the same time, so I can.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's been a lot of people over the last little bit there, but it's okay.
So,
anyway,
do we want to go about our merry way?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any prep we need to do?
Nope, I'm ready.
I am ready as well.
Tato, Boone, can you pack you up some good food today? For us?
Okay. Boone, how you feeling today, honey?
Head's a little rough. First time I've drank in a little while.
Yeah.
Decided to dip into some ale, but I'm good. Thank you, Dagna. How are you doing?
I'm great. Ugh. I'm just peachy tea. Cyrus, how are you doing today? You good?
I feel more alive than ever.
That's good.
Sounds like you regret that at this point.
Yes, I guess whatever I was coming down with when I was still alive is decided to come back with a vengeance.
You know, karma, man. What can I tell you? Well, you know, I'm sure we can find some more tea stuff and so we don't deplete Boone's storage. I don't know, y'all. I'm fucking struggling today, apparently.
Like, what is happening?
I don't know what's happening right now. Steffi, you're supposed to text me when I'm fucking up, boo.
You're doing great. You're entertaining the fuck out of me. Now, keep going.
No, I'm drunk. Leave me alone. I'm done now.
Hey, Tato, do you have any tea that you can give to Cyrus to take with him?
Yeah, what kind, bro? I got, let me see here. We got some green tea, some black tea, some rose hips tea.
Yes. Anything that makes it sound like I'm not dying.
Got honey, too?
Yeah, I got honey. Okay, let me just hook you right up. And he goes to the back and he gets a couple small satchels of what smells like green tea and some other weird, bizarre, almost bergamot tea. And he hands you a small jar of honey, and he's like, can I get you anything else before you guys go, or?
I am good.
Yeah, stop good. Reading mail.
I didn't, you have to understand, I mean.
She gives him a very pointed look.
You should really tell him about what you read. It's the right thing to do. Okay, I can't.
I think that's my business.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's Okay.
I'm sorry. What is he talking about, right. Dagna?
Nothing. Don't
whoa,
worry about
whoa,
it.
Whoa. You remember that time that we were friends?
Yes.
Friends don't keep secrets. Friends? You taught me that.
Oh. You remember that time that we were friends?
Remember that time we were in bed together? That meant something.
Oh boy.
That meant so much. It was a magical 5 seconds.
No, that was a quick. That was a quick 5 seconds.
Dagna, you are the one that is trying to teach me how to be.
I know.
Friends are honest. What is going on?
Camel's going to walk.
Is that what friends do?
All right.
And I look at Callis and Cyrus for like clarification. Like, is this what they do?
By the way, I hope that you don't take that as me forcing you to tell him. No. It's just Tato's kind
it's
of
who
a
Tato is.
Tato's kind of a snoop.
No, I can tell.
I don't have a lot of friends outside of you guys, so.
All right, let's go on a walk for a second.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to start walking towards the grove with Cam.
So it's let's go on a walk bad?
I want to tell you in private because I don't know. I think that it's knowledge that you need to have and you can do what you wish with it.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, Sean, can I sneak up behind them to listen? I'm learning how to nosy from the
back. Sneak up on each other.
Bitch!
That's so nosy.
Okay. What do I have to do? Stealth? 4.
You see, Boone pink panthering it behind you, like two feet behind you.
There's like music playing and everything.
Boone.
Okay.
Boone.
What?
Friends don't sneak up and eavesdrop on other friends' conversations. They do it on other people's conversations, not their own friends' conversations.
I was just walking by. I don't know what you're talking about.
Boone. I'll tell you later. Just chill.
Yeah. And it's probably nothing bad, but I just want to... So your mom and dad are missing.
Say that again?
Your parents are currently missing. I don't know how you feel about that, based on the situation that happened earlier with your mother.
According to who and when?
Well, okay. So you have to know something about my family. My family is a band of mercenaries, essentially. Okay. And somehow they've garnered enough power from something and forces to tentatively march on Gildas. And they're doing it because the Lord and the Lady of House Macwell is missing. I don't know how long they have been missing. I know nothing other than just that.
Awesome.
Cool. Glad we could have this talk.
No, think about it. That's perfect.
Come again?
So my parents are gone, and another is going to use their absence to crush the throne and the
exactly.
seat that I don't want.
There you go. It's perfect. You don't want to have House Macwell and
I don't want my family parents. I don't want my parents to die, but I do want my house to die. My parents aren't there. When?
Any day now? Question mark? I don't know. The instructions weren't completely 100%.
I mean, I should
clear.
Be a little less chalant about this. People will die. But in a sense,
man.
Their lives were always committed to some sort of meaningless war.
And isn't that all of Gildas, though?
Yeah. And that's what it deserves. So, okay. Cool. Great. Let's go do his thing.
Okay.
Hey. No, listen, man. I appreciate you telling me, although you didn't, without, you know, all that.
But. I wanted to figure out how to do it on my own terms.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Because, I wasn't trying to rush it either. But
I know.
This could Listen, it's either a good thing in a kind of dark way or a terrible thing in an all the way dark way. I'm going to choose the good one.
Yeah. Just if anything happens and you and I are separated and you come across my clan, just let them know that you and I are friends and you're no such. Don't even bring up Macwell. Just I'm going to throw that out there. They're very kind of assholes, my family is, but they're delightful. And maybe you won't have to meet him. I don't know.
Hey, Dagna.
Uh-huh.
Leopold Macwell is dead. He don't exist anymore.
So, that's great. But can I ask why?
Because of what he was. He has to be dead.
Okay.
So, there's no... No one's running into him anymore.
There's only Cam.
That's it. At your service.
And she actually gives him a hug.
I go to bow and then you hug me before I can finish bowing, I'm sure.
Yeah. And, okay, bye. And she darts off.
And I stroll on back. I stroll on back to the group.
Hey, Cam.
What did you talk about?
Oh, just, you know, the going ons of, home. Guys ready?
Let's go. Sure.
All right. So how far away is this again? We talked about this already, but I wasn't paying attention.
Two and a half 2 days?
Oh, that's not too bad. All right. Do we go back to the boat or is it just a walk? Are we going to ever tell Chunk what's going on? Are we leaving Chunk on the boat?
I think he thinks we abandoned him, actually. Like,
well, if we do abandon him, he's not wrong. So, you know, I guess we have to decide. But is it, it's just a walk. Is there a way to send a message to a boat? No, there isn't.
Yeah. Well we could... he's docked, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
I thought so.
All right. Hey, Sean.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Where's the boat in relation to us?
To the north.
How far north?
Like, it's through the forest, so...
How long would it add to our walk if we stopped the boat first?
About a half day.
We're doing it, right?
Yeah.
We could tack a half day on to not, like, just leave the guy on a boat. Let him decide if he wants to sail off into the sunset. But we can't just abandon him.
Yeah.
So, all right. You want to go check out Chunk and see what's up and see if he'll come with us or what he's going to do? What he wants to do?
It only seems right.
All right. Let's go. We go. We're going. Onward.
Okay. So you guys are going back through the Druid Forest and going to the boat. Are you going by that Druid town for any reason or are you...
I would think we'd retrace our steps, right? Or would we go a different way?
We probably wouldn't go a different way.
Actually, I kind of would like to go to the city because I think Cyrus wants to know more about Bahamut.
And Dagna has a question for them.
Okay, so then we're going to go back through that way then.
Thank you.
You could just say that. All right, so yeah, we're going to cut through the Druid Forest.
Okay, so you're going back through the Druid Forest and you're going back to the town, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, you show up, and it's difficult to find your way as this forest seems to kind of shift a little bit, but you remember your way well enough, and eventually you make it back to the base of these gigantic trees that house massive trellised platforms that form the city. There seems to be a lift up, and then at the base of the main tree again, there's that two guardians standing by where the corpse of your friend is. Corpse of Brenna is housed.
That's a little disgusting.
So you could make your way... Well, I mean, that's the way it was before.
No, I know. I forgot about it.
But you would know how to make your way back up into the city. No one is stopping you from going where you need to go.
Should we... What's his name again?
Which one? Kibbs or the guardian dude?
The guy in charge.
That was... Was
that Jarrell?
Jarrell,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, should we look for Jarrell? Maybe he has the answers.
I don't talk in Druid Forests anymore.
I think that might be the best option.
That's the plan.
Why are you whispering?
Shh.
You're doing great, buddy. Jor-El is the person you're looking for, right?
Yes.
I don't see why we couldn't just go up the way we did last time and see if he's there.
That's the plan, then.
Okay. Yes, you're going up to where Jor-El was before.
Yep.
So you take this lift up. It appears to be magically, like, there's, like, an arm that comes out, and there's a platform, and the base, there's, like, a circular part that goes around the tree, and it lifts up and down as when you, like, pull on this little branch that's on the ground level. So you pull on this branch as you're standing on the platform, and the platform rises and rises, and eventually you find yourself standing on this platform. These platforms are tied together with rope bridges, and you make your way across them until you eventually come up to the top point where Jor-El resides.
The druid dip spot.
The druid dip spot. The big leafy boy.
Yes.
So, do we just walk up to him?
Okay. So, are you going in, or are you going in solo? Or are you going in with the group, what's going on here?
I guess I go forward. Not sure if anybody's going with me or not, but figure
I'll go with you.
Okay. Yeah, I just walk forward.
All right, so you make your way in, and again, there's that wooden throne, and there appears to be a man almost made entirely of twigs and branches with leaves sprouting from his arms sitting in this armchair. And when you enter, life begins to come back to his flesh. The leaves recede a little bit, and eventually there's an elderly man sitting in this throne as he opens his eyes. They're white for a second, and then like his eyes roll back into that you see his irises roll back into view as he looks you over and he says,
"Oh, Cyrus, you've and Dagna, you've come back.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Did you find what you seek?"
Sort of. I learned a few things, that's for sure.
This is good.
Yes, apparently that the goodness that's been helping me is apparently a god of some sort named Bahamut.
Yes.
I do not know of this deity. I was never one for religion, so I was hoping maybe you could help with that.
Yes, I could tell you about Bahamut. In the pantheon of the universe, there are beings of each plane, there are beings of the elements, and then there are those that are greater or different or oversee multiple. The one Bahamut you speak of is known as the Platinum Dragon. He is a deity of the good. He watches over all in the realm, and he is a protector of sorts. He has been known to walk the realms from time to time, to walk among humans as he sees fit. He, from what I understand, finds them curious, entertaining folk. Not in a fae sort of way, but in a... He enjoys their natural delights and likes to be a part of it, which is, I'm sure, why he's protector of the good in the realm.
Sounds like a grandpa.
Possibly, if a grandpa was a giant platinum dragon with scales. He delights in the good, despises the forces of evil, and will do whatever to thwart them.
So he's the reason why I haven't, like, as you would say, fallen.
Yes, that makes sense. Powerful good is kept at bay by powerful evil and vice versa. It's a constant struggle, and from what I see of you, it tells me you're a bastion of both. A battleground, as it were, for what reasons I do not know why, but I'm sure the forces at play do.
Well, my life has been a battleground in a sense, so it would make sense.
Well, yes, I don't know how to further help you. I do not have the power to do so. If you have more questions, I could perhaps answer them, but...
No, you were able to answer the most important questions at the moment. I do appreciate it.
It is no problem. And should you require anything else that I may offer, just you may ask.
Thank you.
Jural, if I may?
Yes, Dagna.
Last time we visited, you had mentioned that there was a death of a druid, Cordata. Can you tell me what happened to her and how she died?
Well, you know we can feel events in the forest, or perhaps you don't. A druid's force is tied to the natural realm, and through which we can feel each other's presence, especially those closely tied with the order, which Cordata was. I do not know exactly what happened to her. All I know is that, and I do not mean to be graphic, but if you are to hear the story, I must tell it in its entirety.
No, go ahead.
We felt her life force leave the forest, and when we arrived on the scene where she was, in our opinion, murdered, we found her body eviscerated, hanging by the neck from a tree with a vine.
Where at in the forest? Was this around here, or was this around Silver Strings?
This was to the south, around Silver Strings. It is part of why the reason your other friend came here to seek my guidance on this matter.
Kibbs?
Yes, Kibbs. Kibbs has since returned to Silver Strings, but I have nothing. People die all the time, graphically and not, but I do not have an answer as to what caused this. It was unusual.
Thank you, Jural.
No problem.
Dagna bows and waits to see if Cyrus is ready to leave.
I give the motions like, whenever you're ready.
And she walks out.
As you start to walk out, he says, Dagna.
Yes, sir?
Whatever caused this was very dangerous. Do not go looking for it.
I can't make any promises, but thank you for your warning.
That is your path in life, but I would be remiss if I didn't offer some sort of guidance.
Well, I won't go chasing anything until I have solid information. So I appreciate this, sir.
Very well.
She bows again and leaves.
All right. What's next?
Rainbow Waste?
No. Chunk. Chunk's next.
Oh, shit, that's right. Chunk.
See if he's up for another adventure?
All right. Toodles.
Okay. All right. So you're making your way north to Chunk?
Yep.
Yee.
Okay. All right, so it's about a day's, half-day's journey. You make your way up north, and you come to the coast, and you see your ship moored off of the, about a quarter mile offshore, with your dinghy still sitting where it was. And there appears to be a goblin sitting on the bow of your ship, dressed in sorts of moss and other patchwork armor, and carrying a staff. And you recognize this goblin as Kibbs.
Hi, Kibbs.
Hey, Dagna.
What's going on?
Look, I'm not a huge fan of your friends, but I wanted to make sure that your stuff was safe, so when you came back, it wasn't taken. You know what I mean, but...
No, I appreciate it. I thought you had already returned to Silver Strings.
Kibbs walks up and gives you a hug.
Oh, I hug him back.
And he's like, I miss Cordata. And I just don't want to lose my other friends.
You won't. We'll find what killed Cordata. We'll make it right.
So you say that. So you say, we will find out. So then what you're saying is if I come with you, then eventually we'll find out what happened, right?
Dagna?
I can't go to Solar Strings right now.
I'm not expecting now. But you're pretty capable. And, I mean... You could use the help of a druid and just... Can I go with you, please?
Kibbs, I don't know. It's honestly up to them. This isn't my call. And she kind of looks at the party.
I look at Cam.
Everyone looks at Cam.
I look around at everyone else like, why don't look at me? I'm not the...
I look at Cam.
I look directly at Cam.
Yeah.
I probably would go to Kibbs and say, look, we do not have any animosity in our party, and you have a problem with one of our party members.
Look, okay, about that. I got offended, rightfully so, I think, initially, but... After seeing Jor-El open and welcoming to you, and then Jor-El talking to me and telling me that you mean no ill will to the forest, you just didn't understand the customs, and that's cool. I mean, that's fine. Sorry I got heavy-handed, Cam. Sorry I was rude.
Why do you want to come with us?
Because I know Dagna, and Dagna's one of the most capable people I've ever met. I mean, we've grouped together on adventures before, and I kind of miss it.
Why now?
Because I don't know where else to go. War is beginning to rip through the countryside. Silverstrings is barely keeping up with its own, as of right now. No one there can spare their time. And I know that with Dagna, eventually we'll find out what happened to Cordata. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be a month from now, but it's my best shot at finding out what happened to my friend, and if I can do it with one of my other friends, it's my best chance.
While they're finishing this part of their sentence, can I cast message to Boone and say, didn't we just find out? Didn't someone just tell us about there being one evil one in the world? Like, you know, there's the five of us, and then there's that one, like, fucked up one. I don't know how to describe that. I don't trust this, is basically what I'm saying.
And so I'm going to message back. I support you. I'm not a big fan of Kibbs, and I'd prefer that Kibbs wasn't with us, but if he could help us.
I cast message. I'm going to respond back just with, do you think there's a chance that this, like, that he's this, you know, evil entity?
I genuinely don't know. And then can I do something? Would divine sense work with, or should I, like, insight? What would
divine sense, Sean, would show if he was, like, evil or not?
Right.
Is Kibbs secretly a demon goblin?
I know.
Well, I mean, the question is it even Kibbs? What if it was someone pretending to be Kibbs?
Oh, what a twist.
For all we know, Chunt, this is now Chunt. Medic.
Wow.
That's someone else's intellectual property there.
For all we know, Chunk is dead on the boat. Like, this thing is a goblin that murdered him, so. I'm just saying.
But all right, also, so Sean, what do you want?
Fuck it.
For divine sense?
Yeah, like,
you just
for
can
kids.
Tell if there's evil or good.
Right.
Or you celestial, get a fiend, or undead.
You get a neutral presence from Kibbs, but that'd be standard among a lot of people. You sense no evil.
Okay. I was going to see if I could do, like, insight or, like, you know, I don't know. I know sense motives isn't a thing.
that's literally what insight is.
That's the same
well,
thing.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know if there was something better than that. More just because I rolled a 13 and I wanted to roll again something better. So I'm going to tell my true colors. I was trying to find something else. Okay, so I feel neutral?
Yeah, I mean, you don't feel evil or good.
So I'm going to message that basically to Cam. I don't sense anything good or bad just there. I don't know, but I support you, and I think we could convince everyone else to go along with us.
I look back at Kibbs. All right.
Oh, okay, you're saying I can go with you?
Sure.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll help wherever I can. Just tell me what you need.
To, like, just chill. We're just walking to the... the biggest thing to keep in mind is that sometimes we all just have to take turns with the priority. And,
okay.
Right now, we're at Callus's turn.
Okay.
So we're marching to the Rainbow Wastes.
The Rainbow Wastes? Why'd you come back to the shore if you're going to the Rainbow Wastes?
Well, we got to talk to our boy Chunk in the boat.
Okay.
See if he wants to come.
All right. Do you need me to, like, row, or?
I mean, we could all just row. You don't have to, like, you're not a servant, right? I mean, that's not what we're doing.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out where I fall into the group. So, yay, just tell me where you need me.
Let's go. No, just
there's not, like, an orientation. We'll have to work this out, but you know.
Kibbs throws his staff into the boat, and pushes it offshore, and kind of is, like, holding the boat, even though he's, like, shoulder height in water.
Maybe it'd be best if you get in the boat.
Well, I'm trying to get it so you guys can get in the boat.
No, doing great. He's doing great.
It's kind of what you do when you get in a boat. I think.
Yeah, Dagna's going to help them.
This is
Okay.
So, he's trying, and she sees that he's making an effort. She's just surprised that Cam agreed to this, so she's going to help him.
Okay, so yeah, you help Kibbs, and I mean, he was out far enough. He knew what was going on with the boat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Kibbs, so you guys all pile into the boat and row yourself offshore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you guys make your way to the, I can't remember the name of it, but anyway. Really you guys cool make ship. Your way to the boat, climb aboard, and Hunk is there, you know, kind of patching a sail that has been gone into disrepair after it's been in that cave for a long time. There is appears to be a logo sewn onto the boat now.
Oh, what's the logo?
And it's got the image of a message in a bottle.
As soon as I see Chunk, I'm gonna yell out permission to come aboard.
Welcome boat.
Hi, doing?
Chunk.
How you doing, Chunk?
Chunk, make sail.
It's beautiful.
It's doing great.
We're gonna be doing stuff on land for a little while longer. We didn't know if you wanted to come with us.
Chunk, stay on boat.
Okay.
No more land.
All right, man. Well. This, you can have this boat. It's yours.
A chunk captain.
Yeah,
boat
no, I mean,
his.
No, I mean, but like, I guess you don't have to wait for us, is what I'm saying.
Chunk wait for family.
Cam, like, tears up a little bit. And she's like, all right, we'll be back. No problem.
Are you going to be all right there, Cam?
Dagna hugs Chunk. Family.
Okay. Keep the boat in good shape.
Chunk points to the sail. He's like, Chunk, make boat good.
You're doing great, buddy.
It's very good.
It looks amazing.
Very good, Chunk.
I pass a hanky to Cam.
I'm fine.
Are you?
Fucking allergies.
Callus sees through your lies.
Chunk tries to give everybody a hug.
I'm pretty sure everybody gives him one.
We accept.
Okay. Callus is kind of awkwardly like,
I don't feel like you give Chunk a hug back. I just feel like you accept being squeezed by him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I kind of like
that's perfect.
Pat him on the side with my arms because he just kind of like grabs me while I'm standing there.
Yeah, it's perfect. All right. Well, on we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back on the little, what is it called?
Dinghy.
Dinghy, yeah.
Yep. Mm. You hop back on the dinghy. Kibbs helps you row to shore. Kibbs scoops up a little bit of seawater, puts it into a, like a wineskin, and tucks it away with what appears to be a few other things meant to hold water or reagents of some kind.
You're not planning on drinking that, are you?
Oh, no, this is just... I keep nature things as an anchor point. So, you'll see. So, you're trying to go to the Rainbow Waste, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where I can help you. So you guys make your way back on shore, and Kibbs reaches into his pack and pulls out a few different things, and he sifts through them until he finally comes across something that appears, like, he pours a little bit into his hand, and it's sand, and he picks up a little bit of dirt and kind of rubs it together and sends some magical words, and then blows into it onto a tree. And when he does so, the tree, like, opens a little bit to make an entrance.
Oh.
And he's like, okay, this way.
Say, Dagna knows what this is, so she's going to run on in.
Okay, that's impressive.
Come on!
Boone looks at Cam like, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm climbing through the tree. I'm down.
Okay.
I'm good.
When you make your way through, you're in like a completely different place. You find yourself with what Kim says, we made our way to the south edge of the forest. Just like that. So, I mean, I told you I could help a little bit.
That's great. You just cut our travel time.
I believe that's more than a little bit.
By like half. I mean, it's no big deal, but, you know, it's no big deal.
Dagna high fives.
Well, thank you. This is
quite impressive, that's for sure.
Yes. Helpful. Very helpful.
And Kibbs is like, I know. But yeah, so if we go south from here, I'd imagine it's probably like a day's travel to at least the northern edge of the... Where are you going in the Rainbow Wastes?
I look at the letter again, Sean. Did it specify?
It says there's a tavern. I think I said the name of the tavern, but I cannot remember for the life of me what I said.
Let me look and know. It says meeting at the edge of the Rainbow Waste.
Okay.
That's what I had written in my notes. I could be completely, utterly wrong, but...
Then we're going to call it the Tyrdal Inn.
Oh, I was kind of hoping you would say that it's the bar on the edge of the world or something like that.
Right? No. We'll call it the Tyrdal Inn.
Okay.
Okay.
You have no other inkling as to where that's at, what edge it's on.
Tyrdal Inn. Okay.
Okay. So I'm supposed to meet at the Tyrdal Inn? I don't know exactly what that is. I haven't been to the Rainbow Waste before.
I never heard of such an establishment.
So are you supposed to, like, see your friend alone? Is it okay that we're here? Do you want us to keep a lookout?
Yeah, should we have, like, a plan? Idea?
Like,
should
Calus,
we?
This is kind of a big deal. You're meeting your dead friend. I mean, I don't know. To me, death, not that big of a deal. I've done it a couple times. But to other people, it's kind of a big deal.
I give Boone a look.
If it makes any difference, if you want someone to go with you, I can get you out of a sticky situation if it's a trap pretty fast.
Okay, well, we have to find it first anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm not good around people, so I'll just kind of stay in the back and be quiet.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
See, we'll get this figured out slowly.
Yes, we have to find this place first anyway, so let's keep going.
I do think us having a plan, though, Calus, isn't the worst idea.
Oh, definitely, but I mean, this... It didn't say anything about coming alone, did it?
No, it didn't say anything about coming alone.
So, I mean...
It was it was exactly how he would speak. It was a little frantic, but it didn't specify. I mean, he's still your friend, is basically what you take from it, you know?
I think that we should... I think, Dagna, you could go with Calus, but I want to stay watch. It sounds like Kibbs would do better staying watch as well.
And then, if trouble arises, I mean... Scream, oh shit, our plan fucked up, and hope for the best. Is that is that our
that
sugar
is
way?
That is the SSSF motto.
Got it.
Yeah.
I would have said a bird noise, but okay. Cool, no, I like it.
Bird noise. Fucking help me.
Bird noise.
Bird noise. That's exactly it.
Bird noise. Bird noise.
I personally would feel...
Oh, God, what does a bird sound like? I can't remember right now.
Look up here. Look up here.
Should I do it like vroom, a duck? Vroom.
Wait, that's not a bird. Cuckoo ka-cha.
Just, you cycle Stephanie. Through all of the fucking bird sounds. Quack! Squaw! Quack!
Moo?
Chucky-cha.
Chucky-cha-chi. I think Steph and I are the only ones that got that.
I know.
All right.
Back to that, okay. I think Cyrus would say, like, I would feel a little more comfortable if it's just more than just the two of you there.
Well, I mean, two is a little bit less conspicuous, and if something terrible happens, I literally can teleport him and I out. Ooh, and whatever I do is going to make a loud sound, so that may be the best cue noise. If you hear that sound, shit has gone south.
That seems actually pretty reasonable.
this is ridiculous. Okay, what's the sign then?
A loud noise, apparently.
A loud boom.
A
just
sudden teleportation of them out.
You two go in, the rest of us will just keep an eye out?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and we'll teleport... close to where everyone else is.
And let's not kid ourselves. We look more like the guard.
Well, you are certainly the more intimidating looking ones in the group.
Yeah. We're the ones that
like,
they're going
to motions
be...
to the people with the heavy armor and weapons. And
What weapon? Mine's sewed away.
You still got armor.
True.
Yeah. We're the big armor boys.
So, Sean, we continue walking there.
Okay. Yeah. Eventually, as you make your way further south, it goes from like a, you know, open grassland slash sparse treed area to all like almost without any sort of transition, just straight to desert. And you find yourself standing on the edge of a great desert.
Fuck.
The dust and whatever in the air almost makes like an iridescent like rainbow pattern.
This place is terrible. I hate it.
It's a little warm, that's for sure.
Yeah, Cam's already uncomfortably hot.
A little talking, but that's fine. Oh, that's right. You people are not resistant to fire.
What do you mean, you people?
I see. You become become tiefling again. You become a bit of an asshole again.
So do we just look around? Or...
I don't see this body you're speaking of.
Well, I suppose it said the... on the edge of the waste, so... I suppose we try to skirt the edge of it?
That's gonna be a long walk.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of options, do we?
I'm open to suggestions.
No.
I got nothing.
I think
that's basically it.
Good thing I wear my walking shoes.
Okay, so you skirt the edges of the rainbow wastes?
Yeah.
Okay. So you travel for the good part of half a day. There are some sparse farmlands on, you know, the northern side of this desert. You see no inn, but you do know that there are people farming on the grasslands just north of here.
Do you want me to go talk? Do you want me to go talk to them? And figure out if they know where the spar is?
That might be a good idea, rather than
walking around aimlessly.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go talk to them. Dagna's going to go approach one of the farmers working in the fields.
Okay. He says, so you make your way up, and he puts his, you know, foot on his shovel and kind of leans back, tilts his straw hat back a little bit. He's got a little piece of straw coming out of his mouth, and he says, howdy, y'all.
Oh, jeez.
Well, howdy. How are you, good sir?
I'm doing fine. It's a wonderful day that Bahamut has wrought.
I'll praise Bahamut. And I'm just going to look at Cyrus.
Just do I hear this?
Yeah. He's yelling to you from across a field.
This is like, I might have to walk.
Good sir, could you tell us where the Tear Doll Inn is at?
Why would some fine folk like you be looking for such a seedy establishment as that?
Well, unfortunately, good sir, we have some business to finish over there.
Oh, you some of them adventuring types?
That we are.
Right, well, if you want to go to that wretched hive of scum and villainy, if you make your way down to the where the sand is over there and you walk about 2 days' travel around the edge of it, you'll come to the crossing of the King's Road,
okay.
Wherein you can find the tavern right there on the road.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the instructions, sir. And may I ask, really quick, what kind of villainy resides there? Just to know kind of what we're getting into.
Well, we're simple farming folk. We don't take much to adventure, and that place brings in all types.
Yeah.
There are good people that go there, but, you know, it's too much for simple folk like me.
I get it. I get
it. They take in anybody. Even them dark elf types.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information. We're going to get about our merry way, and,
Pardon me. I couldn't help but overhear you. Did you speak of Bahamut?
Yeah. All praise be Bahamut. Protector of the weak.
I've kind of, like, stumbled upon him recently. Could you tell me more about him?
Well, I mean, you could come learn about him in our temple if you'd like.
There's a temple?
Yeah, there's a lot of temples to Bahamut in this part of the world.
Mm.
Simple folk appreciate the protector, the provider. We don't need nothing fancy.
I might have to check this temple later on after our business is concluded. Thank you, for telling me about this.
Well, blessed be, friend.
Dagna gives him a gold piece. Thank you.
You don't need to give me that.
No. You gave us wonderful information.
Well, thank you much. This will feed my family well. Much obliged.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Okay. So you guys make your way back down to the waste. I'm guessing you're making your way all the way around to where he said it's to 2 days travel, but we're going to just fast travel this. You guys reach no incident as you're going across the edge of this wasteland. And eventually, on the evening of the second day, you come to what appears, you see kind of, wagons and stuff going back and forth across this road in the distance, and a single light of a candle on the front of a two-story inn, right on the cusp of the grassland and the rainbow wastes, and that's where we're going to end the episode.
Well, as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can hit up the champs line, 17575CHAMPS. You can join our Discord, turtle.fyi/Discord. You can join our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. We have been doing new, weird, strange one-off episodes after each episode just for the patrons lately that are... They're clusterfucks that cannot be maintained, and yet we're going to try to. So, anywho.
That's a lie.
It's pretty fun.
They're pretty fun, I will say. But anywho, it's the kind of place you can decide which is better, cake or pie. We won't answer that here, because for some reason, you have to pay money to find out the answer to that.
It's just that good of an answer.
So, with that, you can, of course, follow us also on Twitter, @TabletopChamps. If you want to tweet at me and tell me how dumb that is, I'm @Fung.
I'm @Sean the DM.
I'm @TheVoidMan. The O is a zero.
I'm @RP_GGamer.
I'm @Nat20Steph.
And I'm @TheNat1Lady.
Till next time, toodles.
Bye.
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 Please don't die.
Huh?
Okay. Just learn how to swallow. You're good, buddy.
I learned that back in college.
Okay. I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm not. All right. I'm here.